from your home for, because you know I love the players and you love the game, semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know what that was?
What?
That was an Easter egg.
What's an Easter egg?
That's a surprise hint for something that's going to come later. That's an Easter egg to an Easter egg.
Is that what it is?
Because, and stop the press. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank you. That's amazing work.
You like that?
I do. Mic drop. Perfect work. The news, and I'm sure, because, you know. I wish I had
a sound effect for this, because I know what you're doing.
Man, I feel like I'll carry the water for the studio. I know the news department, when they heard it here at WDRT, stopped the presses. I'll be the one to be the responsible party to mention.
By the way, it's a recorded show that they're already here. They're going to get...
By the time this hits on Friday, they'll have covered it. Trust me. This is all the rage, all the news. Travis Kelce.
Yep.
Tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
Quite a famous Super Bowl winner.
He's a Hall of Famer.
First ballot Hall of Famer. Today got engaged to one... Oh, what is her name?
Yeah, what's that? She does something.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, her.
He's getting married. I know. Stop the presses.
She's never been married before, I don't think.
She has never been married before.
She's dated.
She's dated many celebrities.
And wrote songs about her afterwards.
As celebrities tend to do.
But they're pretty, that seems like a pretty
power It's been a
couple.
Hot couple. It's been the thing for the last year. On a sports note.
That's a heck of a retirement plan for Travis Kelce.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to retire now? Now this is his farewell tour. What a great year.
I think this
year
is going to be, unless they don't make the Super Bowl, which they might not.
I mean.
But I think this is going to be his last year.
If you're Travis Kelce and you get to, because I heard rumors that one Taylor Swift might sing at the Super Bowl this year.
No, it's already, I think it's already pretty
Don't good. Ruin it for me. Don't spoil this fairy book.
I mean,
book.
They might now.
Don't spoil his fairy book ending for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, these two wild kids, man.
That would be kind of cool to see him win a Super Bowl.
And yeah, with his wife singing at the halftime. You know, I detest those kind of fairy book romances, and I'm rooting for those two kids. Boy, it's, you know, what are the, how could it not work out, right? A celebrity and a football player, a singer of all things. Russell Wilson
and
Sierra.
By the way, did you hear that podcast those guys do?
It's actually, yeah, I did.
She sounded I heard excerpts from it. Mm-hmm. She's catching on.
Yes.
She was, when she's hanging out, obviously, when they're going to get married, obviously, they're watching football games together.
Sure, yeah.
He's calling out coverages, and she was saying, yeah, I can recognize this.
She can now figure out the cover three.
Yeah.
Better than most defensive coordinators
Most tight ends that are probably employed right now.
That's fair. Way to go. Yeah, no, that news broke by my 11-year-old daughter this afternoon to me. That's where we're at with sports for me. That's how I discovered this, like, earth shattering. But, you know.
To be honest, the NFL is probably like, oh, my God, this is great.
Of course they
the
are.
Second
well, of course they are, yeah.
Second she got into it. And she was like going to the games and stuff. The populace that started watching games,
sure,
it tripled. It's, I mean,
you're talking. Taylor Swift is the most. I don't know. I don't know a ton of what teen kids are listening to. I don't know, but I'm going to just say Taylor Swift is the most marketable person in the world. She's done such a and
she earned like $1 billion.
She's a kajillionaire. And she's, you know, she could be president one day. If 13-year-olds could vote for president, Taylor Swift would win.
Go down that road.
Please not. We're not a political show. No. We're a sporting show.
But no, the amount of influence that she has on the world.
Yeah.
On the world, you know. She had concerts in Europe, Africa, all over the place, all over the world. And she was selling them out.
Yeah, silly as it does sound. And now it's odd that somebody like Travis Kelce, who was at the top of his game in the NFL, couldn't have been a more marketable thing. His brother is in selling soup and cereal. The two of them are selling commercials together. And all of a sudden, he is the most known football player in the whole of Earth. It's pretty impressive and not sport related at all.
No, but that's a power couple.
It is a very,
Jay-Z and.
And Beyonce, but you know, football player. Yeah, it's a better version of Russell Wilson and Sierra. So that's the
Travis
news.
Can play.
He can. He's still gonna. He's a starter. He's actually gonna play this year.
Sure, he talks about actual other football news?
I mean, I was going to run through all the other things I saw on TMZ Sports today, but no, I'm just kidding.
They have a sports channel?
Yes, they absolutely. Do you know how many athletes get in trouble and are paparazzi worthy?
So, I know.
Yes, no. TMZ, which is, that could be its own thing. Yeah, no, it's its own section. It's its own coverage. We could learn all about the worst things about athletes if you want to.
No, I don't.
You want to talk football instead? I think you do.
Today's cut day.
Today, yeah, it's as of Tuesday at 4 of the p.m., cut day is happening in the NFL. Your rosters go down from 90-man to 53, although it slowly goes. There's injury reserves. There's practice squads.
They go down. They start cutting them right away. One notable cut.
Sure.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Cut Shiloh Sanders.
I did see that. That was.
But he did some really shady stuff to the end of the game on that.
Yeah. Deion Sanders' other kid, who's not Shedeur Sanders, was also drafted this year. Or was a seventh, was an undrafted free agent.
Yes.
For the Buccaneers. He played at Colorado also. He was a starting safety. His notable claim this preseason was getting into the offensive tight end for the Bills was blocking him pretty rough, by the way. They showed the reverse angle. That guy snuck in a nice cheap shot right before Shedeur Sanders punched him.
But
Shedeur Sanders punched the guy right in front of the referee and that was the end of his game. That was the end of his. He got thrown out. He got cut the next day.
Yep.
Lessons abound for all of us in a lesson. Yep. Like, it's don't get caught doing things you shouldn't do. The lesson isn't don't do things you shouldn't do. It's clearly
don't get caught.
Don't get caught doing the things you should not do, and you will remain employed.
Kids, don't listen to that.
That's pretty rock solid.
Should we talk about his brother?
His brother, Shedeur Sanders, who was a fifth-round pick by the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
Cleveland Browns decided to try something new this year. Instead of getting one good quarterback, they got six average quarterbacks.
Five
average quarterbacks and a Deshaun Watson their roster, and just decided, let's find out what happens. Like an episode of The Real World.
Joe Flacco.
Yep, former first-round pick, former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco.
Yep.
He's 40 and change.
He's on his 40th season.
He played for the Jets last year, was no good. Year before that, he played five games for Cleveland.
They won
4 out of 5. He made the playoffs and won comeback player of the year because he was old and wasn't good at football until he got thrown in the fire, and he did pretty okay.
He was on his couch when they called him.
Yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
He was watching his kids, and I like Joe Flacco.
Sure.
He's a smart guy. He's still got an arm. You know?
Well, in football lore, if you're a former first round pick who won the Super Bowl, you're in pretty good standing as far as quarterbacks go.
Just don't run.
He's very, very not fast and probably slower as the day goes by.
So it's gonna be him. They listed the depth chart. So it's him,
third round pick, Dylan Gabriel sitting behind him.
And then
Shedeur Sanders sitting as the third quarterback, who makes sense as the fifth round pick, unless he did something remarkable in camp. He was always going to be the third quarterback this year. Interesting move on Cleveland's part, because most of the time when you have a quarterback room, you would like a starter, a real starter.
Yep.
But behind him, you don't want a developmental quarterback as your backup. You want a guy who can step in and play.
It's a veteran.
You'd like to see Joe Flacco as your backup quarterback in an ideal world.
But
they've decided to go with a left-handed 25-year-old rookie third-round quarterback as their backup and a fifth-round rookie quarterback as their third quarterback. Cleveland was really bad last year, got no good quarterback play, and decided to replace that bad quarterback play with older bad quarterback play. They're trying real hard to tank without tanking.
Already have Jacksonville's number one.
Yeah, they have two first-round picks next year.
If they tank and then Jacksonville's like you're usually been,
yes.
That's two top five picks
probably. Cleveland is trying real hard to guarantee them Arch Manning or some number
one. He's not coming out, though.
They're looking for their quarterback already next year. Like,
right,
their scouting department.
Arch is not coming out next year.
Probably not.
No.
But you're still, if you're Cleveland.
Grandpa said no.
If your grandpa says you can't play in the NFL, you're not coming out.
Where grandpa's.
Fair.
Arch Manning?
Your grandpa is a Hall of Fame first round quarterback of his own standing. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But that was the interesting thing on cut day for Cleveland.
But the problem is that, not the problem, but The thing was, they had Kenny Pickett that they traded for from Philadelphia.
They traded.
And yep. Tyler Huntley, they just brought it on a whim.
Just in case.
So they dropped Tyler Huntley, and they traded Kenny Pickett
sure.
to the Raiders.
Yes.
Because Raiders backup Aiden McConnell.
Who was their starter last year yeah. until they traded for
Geno
Smith.
Aiden went out because he's got a bad hand or something.
Sure.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought him. Now he goes. Kenny Pickett goes as his backup.
Basically, it didn't cost Cleveland any capital or
really.
Money to have these quarterbacks come around for about 6 weeks and say, yeah, we guess no. That was it. Yeah, no.
Kenny didn't play at all. I mean, he was injured.
Essentially, it comes down to, once again, if you're a team in the NFC, AFC North that plays Cleveland, it's two wins. You're not considering Cleveland to be a real franchise because, once again, if you don't have a quarterback— You're not a real franchise.
Dylan Gabriel will be in there by the sixth or seventh game. Whenever there's I think they have a spot in their roster that's like, meh, mm-hmm. this would be a good spot to go. I think that's what's going to happen.
I can tell you. Maybe. Dylan Gabriel was an unbelievably good, decorated college quarterback.
Older.
But I can tell you this. The track record of older, left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL, slim. Can you? How many left-handed quarterbacks? Tua, Kenny Stabler, that's Tim Tebow. Not a great list. That left-handed quarterbacks, there's just something about.
I don't know
why. It just doesn't work. So that's where cut day, it's interesting from the outside looking in at some of these teams and wondering, how could they do such a silly thing? How could Cleveland?
Because it's what it is they're going to see if they've got anything in those two.
Sure.
This whole year. Because mm-hmm. at some point, one or the other will be in.
My guess is that the quarterback who finishes the season with Cleveland probably isn't on their roster even now, right? Like you start burning through rookies. You start Joe Flacco's gone by week four. Dylan Gabriel gets hurt by week seven.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
No,
I think
you just ride.
That's
it
their
out.
Three. That's their three.
Okay.
Because what's the worst case scenario? They get a top five number one along with Jacksonville.
That's fair.
Trade one of those out for a bunch of because they already got capital because they've been trading out.
Wild to me. That you've got a head coach in Kevin Stefanski for Cleveland who should be on the hot seat by all intents and purposes, but should be. His team's not been good yet. They won one playoff game a few years ago. They got the highest paid defensive player in the league who threw a tantrum.
He's a good coach, though.
Maybe. Wouldn't you think that a good coach would win more than six
games?
That's
not all on the coach. That's Andrew Berry getting the people.
Right, same thing.
So, if anything, it's going to be Andrew. It's going to be gone. Before.
Cut day is the day where GMs lose their jobs.
Yeah,
because they're not GMs aren't getting fired today for the cuts. They're getting fired about 8 weeks from now when their team is 0-7, 1-6.
He'll be on the hot seat, I think, but the whole Deshaun Watson set that whole franchise back.
You mean Jimmy Haslam's, the owner, signing Deshaun Watson. That's its own ugly story anyway.
I don't know. It's still a hot mess of a franchise. So, enough of Cleveland.
Yes, please. That was a lot of Cleveland Browns talk. I wanted to talk about Taylor Swift all day, and here we are talking about a dumpster fire.
Some holdouts.
A different dumpster fire, yeah.
Trey Hendrickson,
rush end, defensive end for the Bengals. Was it a hold-in or a hold-out? Was he showing up to practice?
He was showing up, but just not doing anything.
Sweet deal. I like that. I want to hold-in tomorrow at work, by the way.
He wanted a new deal. And then he's like, the last two seasons, he had 35 sacks. But the team was like, well, we didn't do anything with you. Why would we do anything?
There's an interesting thing. When you hit age 30 in the NFL, you stop being looked at as for what could you do, and you start getting paid for what you did.
But it's really starting to change, though, because T.J. Watt, He's right there.
He's at 30. Trey Hendrickson will be on the opposite side of 30 already. He's 31 years old. He got an extra $14 million for throwing his tantrum in the offseason. Good on him. He deserved it, right? Like, he was underpaid for 2 years. Now he's correctly paid at about $30 million.
And he won't get that money when he gets, because he's not going to be there next year.
Next year, he's looking at some free agent deal with any of these teams that wanted to trade for him this year. Teams like a Green Bay, if they don't work out on their defensive end. Yeah, he's that guy that you spend too much money on, and at the end of his thing, you think, oh, man, that guy's overpaid. Because he'll be a 32-year-old defensive end looking for his first big old
payday. Unless he really produces again this year.
Sure.
Then you're going to have – there's a handful of teams that go, yeah, that's better than what we got right now.
Of course. Or they think they're that – we have a two-year window to win Super Bowl. Let's just do this thing and worry about
I can see him going to Minnesota on a cut.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, why not? Let's win. A guy like, I mean, but that's, so they've kicked the can down the road for next year, too. Good on them. They finally, as a franchise, decided to pay some guys this year.
All the offense.
I see how that works out for them, you know? It's better than not paying guys and just letting them go.
We could just score 35 points even though we're going to be tied through the whole game.
Well, as long as you got one defensive player, you'll be fine.
No, that didn't work out. But anyway, so the other one, the big notable holdout was Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin, wide receiver.
He got a three-year deal.
Was it three-year, $96 million? Okay, yeah. So he makes his $30 million. $30 million.
That's what he wanted. He just wanted to be rewarded for being a loyal guy. For right. 6 years of that franchise?
On a team that was terrible and didn't ask just to be
everything
traded.
Everything was terrible.
And did everything the right way, sat through all the change that's happened, the getting a real quarterback, a real coach, a real owner.
This is the first time in his career he had the same quarterback back-to-back years.
Wow, and he's a three-time Pro Bowler.
Yes.
That's an interesting.
He's had 10 other quarterbacks in six years.
Cousins. That's a pretty impressive list of not good quarterbacks through the years. Yeah.
So, good on him. The other holdout, really, the big name is Micah Parsons, Dallas. Who cares?
Let's not talk. We already wasted time on the Cleveland Browns. We're not doing any Dallas talk. We're not. I can't.
That's a good soap opera, though.
Ugh. Maybe. Jeez, it might be swear about the Cowboys. Jerry Jones is the worst.
He is.
Worst.
But he's the wealthiest.
He's the wealthiest, worst dude. Yeah,
should we talk about our teams?
Yes. Tell me what the Vikings did on cut day that made you happy.
So we traded Sam Howell.
Okay, I saw that. Their
backup
quarterback.
Which he wasn't really doing anything.
He was going to be their third quarterback. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. But he didn't look good at all.
No.
And I was talking with my son about this, too. He's like, maybe he just didn't fit, you know?
Sure.
Traded him to Philly.
All right. Where I'm sure, like has happened for the last two backups to Philly, I'm sure he doesn't mind that.
Kenny Pickett's a Super Bowl winner.
And they signed Carson Wentz. That's who they signed.
That was a weird one, but he's a veteran.
Very veteran, yeah.
But he's familiar with that system.
Former number two overall pick behind Jared Goff in a draft many, many moons ago, yeah. Carson Wentz, who has played for eight teams now in 7 years. Whatever. He looks like a quarterback.
But that doesn't matter. He's going to be number three anyway.
Sure, yeah, because
Max Brosmer,
who was the quarterback last year at the University of Minnesota,
yes,
was their starter. Played. He wasn't like all Big Ten. He was the guys who are all Big Ten as Big Ten quarterbacks are typically guys who get drafted in the first couple rounds of an NFL draft.
Yep,
not the case last year. The case at all.
He looked great. I mean, he did what he needed to do.
Correct.
He put the work in. When he got his shot to play, he played great.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's an incredibly, it seems funny to say it's a really bold move by Minnesota, real confidence, because you have for all intents and purposes, a
rookie
quarterback with no starting experience as your starter in J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
And as I was saying, you normally want a guy that can just step in and play behind him. They're developing a second quarterback in real time, which is your one play. I mean, J.J. McCarthy hurt himself on the fourth snap of preseason last year. These injuries do happen.
Not the fourth snap.
Did he get through an entire game? Two games.
Two games.
So injuries do happen.
Not like the fourth play of like somebody else.
Oh, no, that was a different guy.
Yeah.
Aaron something.
Anyway. So,
you normally you need that guy.
But it tells me that, even it reassures me that Kevin O'Connell is a quarterback whisperer.
Sure.
You know, because he could take somebody like that and go, yeah, we could do it. We'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do Carson Wentz as a backup.
Yeah.
You know, as that veteran. So, yeah. They still need a wide receiver. KJ Osborne just got released by Washington.
That was a guy who got paid as a free agent, was the Vikings, third guy,
good guy.
Useful.
He was good. I liked KJ Osborne. But
it sounds like they were trying to get themselves an Adam Thielen. And
it's not worked out yet.
Carolina really likes them some Adam Thielen.
Who doesn't?
Veteran locker Everybody room likes presence, you know? Got to have that.
So they need another wide receiver. They cut a couple that you kind of go, I get it. But other than that, they kept a Wisconsin Badger.
Joe Huber.
Yeah.
Offensive guard, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, sure.
There's no big surprises. There wasn't any big injuries. There wasn't any
cut Brett Rippon, thank God.
Mark Rippon's kid.
Yes.
I can't believe that guy's still in the league. That's very surprising.
Yeah.
So there weren't any, but there wasn't really any definitive preseason battles that we were looking like last year with Minnesota, it was all about the quarterback. This year with Minnesota, it's all about let's keep the guys healthy because there weren't any, like, there's no running back issues. Battles. There's the, no starting offensive line is set and has been.
It was bad last year in the O-line. I mean, look at in the last two games, Sam Darnold got sacked nine times or got sacked nine times in one game, I think. So, nobody other really. Gabe Murphy was kind of a undrafted, and he was looking good in preseason. So I don't know. They'll probably get him to the practice squad. So,
and that's the thing is even if you're cut, generally every team's got a practice squad of about it's like 16. A large amount enough of players where, you know, you're not
that's
making
where you put
the active roster.
Developmental guys.
Yep.
So
you're hoping because practice squad is a squad that. If other teams want those players, they can go get to them.
The salary is like $250,000 to be in a practice squad.
Not bad. And you get to live in Green Bay, right? If you're I'm assuming, let's say you're a practice squad guy, you have to live in Minneapolis.
Yep.
You get paid.
$250,000 ain't shabby in Minneapolis.
You don't have to travel all over the place. You don't have to get beat up in an NFL.
Well, you don't have to. You technically don't go on the flight.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, you just stay there and practice.
You're in office
during the week.
Monday through Friday. I punch in Monday through Friday, go play some football with my buddies, got
Monday
a jersey
Saturday,
with my name on it, tell everybody on Sunday, hey, I work with those guys.
Yeah.
That's a sweet deal. I'd like to.
So, how about your Green Bay Packers? I see they cut Sean Clifford.
I hadn't quite seen all of the Packers stuff. Sean Clifford was a, I don't know, sixth round quarterback a couple of years ago.
With every team, I think.
One of those old man quarterbacks that come out after they're like 23, 24, get drafted.
Taylor
Engelsma. That was your Canadian Football League development guy. I mean, the quarterback room for the Green Bay Packers is fine.
Yeah.
Their number one and number two are set.
Right.
They've got exactly what you need in the number one and number two.
So they cut Jalen White.
Yeah, no, it doesn't do much for me.
The one they did cut was Mecole Hardman.
Mecole Hardman was a Super Bowl winner for the Chiefs. He's a return specialist. He's really, really fast. But it tells me that they were very comfortable with their wide receiver room after the draft, you know? Comfortable. Nobody stood out above. Like Matthew Golden looks like your number one. It looks like Jalen Reed can be your number two. It looks like Romeo Dobbs fits.
Right now. That's the only guys they have listed right now for cuts.
Short list. Yeah, so far. It's just, you know, maybe the list hasn't quite gotten updated. I know they cut Isaiah Simmons. Isaiah Simmons was a top 10 pick a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. One of these guys who looks like a safety, runs, hits like a linebacker. But is now currently on his fourth team in 5 years. Not a great football player, but they kept talking about like, oh, he's going to be your special teamer. He looks like something. No, it looks like he's going to be former first-round pick once again, looking for a job. No, there wasn't anything in...
Kyle Trask from Bucks got released.
He was a... Wasn't he a second rounder at one point or another during the Tom Brady era? Yeah.
Do you want to go through some of these...
Was there any, let's run through it, see if there's any names that sort of stick out to say, ooh, that's somebody. Although it always tells me when players that I recognize by name are getting cut.
Yeah.
It tells me that I'm a little behind the times, right? Like, just because I have name recognition of some guy, because he was the third wide receiver a couple of years ago, one injury in time goes by pretty quick, and all of a sudden, names you might know, like quarterbacks, there's never enough of them, but it seems like guys you'll recognize are just cut and replaced.
This is not a big, big
list. I mean, I was going to say, there wasn't...
Hendon Hooker from Detroit got cut, which I was disappointed in.
He's another one of those...
I liked Hendon. Really did.
We had talked... That's so funny that a guy like that, we had talked about during the draft process a couple of few years ago now when we started the show, Hendon Hooker was the guy that you wanted as the first-round pick to one day supplant Kirk Cousins.
Well, not the first one, but he was... I wanted him up there.
Yeah. Yep, he was that guy like, ooh, I could, that guy looks like, because he was a quarterback at Tennessee that got hurt a little bit, but played really well, big arm. But again, some of these guys, it's just not the right fit because if you need to develop a quarterback more than one, you don't have a lot of time. And a guy like that, so, yep, cut day.
Yeah, and the dust will settle after today, and then you'll know at least who your starting roster is going to be in the first week.
Yep.
So,
or at least because there's definitely players that get cut that other teams will value a little bit higher. Who could take the place of these 50 through 53 people on your roster? But yeah, no, for the most part, your team now, you can start to look at who your favorite team is by the end of the day and at least start penciling in, hey.
I'm also looking to make sure that we didn't draft any guys in fantasy football.
Oh, good move. Yeah. No, well, that's also sort of important. A lot of times people joke about, oh, it's too early for your fantasy football draft until the week before. I've had leagues that don't draft until the Friday before or the Thursday. The Wednesday before the Thursday kickoff game.
I'll try to make a list for next time to say, hey, these people. But otherwise than that, it's not. There's nobody real like, oh, my gosh.
No. It's, most of
not
those,
yet.
No, the amount of money that are guaranteed to some of these, oh, my gosh, guys, you'd have to really drop the ball in preseason. Also, as little as starters play in the preseason, you'd have to do something pretty egregious as a starter in practice to find yourself cut by the end of preseason.
Or an injury.
Correct. Yep. No, I'm guessing a lot of these starters are so happy to not have to play.
Also, the change this year is that they get an extra week because normally NFL will be this Sunday.
That is correct. Yep.
So they get all the GMs and they get an extra week
to
process.
You got 10 days, a lot of these teams, to sort of figure out. To figure out where your roster is. Yeah, no.
Because a lot of teams also go, okay, here's our kind of our watch list for all these guys if they get waived.
Right. Yep. So. Or who we'd like on our practice squad. No, this is where your scouts that nobody knows are making their money. This is where those boots on the ground, the college scouts that are scouting obscure talent all over the country.
You got 2 minutes. Do you want to talk about some other stuff other than NFL, like Brewers or anything?
The Brewers are still doing really well. They've scuffled a little bit in their last week. It's a hard part of the season. I don't want to say anything bad about them. Go Brewers. You're just going to keep winning. We're going to see you in the playoffs.
Is it World Series or bust at this point?
No, it's win me up. Gosh darn playoff series, guys. Come on. Let me watch the second round of the Major League playoffs this year with some excitement for the first time in my lifetime. Please, Brewers. Okay. That's all.
Okay.
Badger football starts on Thursday. Oh. Badger University of Wisconsin, Madison, Badger football kicks off on Saturday. Thursday. They actually play on Thursday.
This Thursday?
This Thursday, mm-hmm. Coming up a couple days from now.
Are they ranked?
No, they are not ranked.
No, absolutely
they,
not.
Last year was the first time since the Barry Alvarez era that they haven't been to a bowl game.
The head coach?
Luke Fickell is still there. It's not Jim Leonard still. It's still not the guy I wanted
Jim
to
Leonard's
be.
At, yeah, the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah. The guy that should have been the Badgers head coach is now a defensive coordinator in the NFL, right?
Cornerback something like that.
Coach. Yeah, corner. But, yes, I would have liked to see him as the head coach of my Badgers.
You only got like 35, 40 seconds. I mean, do you want to talk about something else that's personal to you?
Oh, yeah. I do. I always want to talk about something that's personal to me. Today is the kickoff. I get to be a coach for my son's youth football league. I've watched him for the last couple of years. Could never quite fit in the work schedule that allowed me to have some free time on a Tuesday, a Thursday, and the occasional Saturday.
Yep.
But I'm really looking forward to it. It's fun to be
a proud papa moment.
If big time, yeah. So I'm super excited to blow a whistle and, forget kids' names and yell go team for a couple hours. He was excited for it, so I'm excited for it. Everybody, have a great weekend. Thanks for everything. Bye.